Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways and we may walk in his paths. Amen. The Bible is sometimes hard to understand and interpret. It was written in such a different setting than our own, with different cultural values and alien political systems. And yet, we try to sit down and read it as though it were a book from our own time and place. And as such, we may impose our values and concepts upon it and may read into the words of Scripture things that are not even there. The Bible is not an easy book to read. But that only means that you and I should work all that much harder to try and understand the message that it has for us and for our time. In today's gospel, we get a whirlwind tour of the mission of Jesus to bring the gospel to Galilee. It begins with the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. Then at the end of the day, when people are getting off work, they bring they weren't working because it was the Sabbath day. Anyway, at sundown, they bring all those people who are in need and those who are ill and those who are demon-possessed. The demonic element is one of those puzzling aspects to us in the 21st century. Those concepts of demons and devils that have filled our lives through our popular culture are probably not at all helpful for our interpretation of the Scriptures. For one thing, the demonic is not so obvious as to dress up in red tights and menace us with pitchforks. The demonic references are part of Mark's revelation about Jesus, that he is not only here to deal with the present day, but also to deal with spiritual maladies in people's lives, as well as those physical concerns we have. Moreover, the demons know that Jesus is the Son of God, and to keep them from outing him, Jesus commands them to be silent and keep this information to themselves, lest the revelation would expose Jesus too soon. Timing is an important element in the Gospel of Mark. After all, we are only in the first chapter of this Gospel, and we have quite a ways to go before Jesus is fully revealed. We who read the Gospel of Mark know who Jesus is from the very first verse when it tells us that Jesus is God's Son. But the characters in the Gospel need the gradual revelation of the whole Gospel before the story will make sense to them. It is one of the subtle ways Jesus shows his power in this Gospel. But this story just keeps clipping along. The very next morning, Jesus goes off on his own to prepare for the next part of his mission to Galilee. He goes off to a lonely place to pray. Evidently, Jesus is a morning person because he gets up while it is still dark for his prayers. Jesus is a pious Jew. A good Jew got up early in the morning for prayer. The previous day was the Sabbath day, and he waited until sundown on the Sabbath before the people came to him to be healed. Of course, he healed Peter's mother-in-law earlier on the Sabbath, but now Jesus waits until the Sabbath is over, before he takes up his healing work in earnest. Apparently, Jesus mostly keeps the Jewish law, but if important things get in the way of the gospel, he will set aside the law so that grace and mercy will flourish. So on this day, in keeping with his mission to announce the coming kingdom of God, Jesus is careful to follow the law and the gospel. Now, Jesus has a new aim for his mission. He needs to move on from Capernaum. So when Simon Peter and his companions come to bring, he was at Simon's house that night before, they have seen the good news in action. Now it is time to bring the gospel to their neighbors. The message of the good news is not just for a few, but for all. It frees everyone from the bondages that keep them from knowing the fullness of God's royal rule in their lives. So what are we in the 21st century to do with this passage from Mark? Do we keep it to ourselves and just let our own kith and kin know about it? This is not the purpose of Jesus today. Rather, Jesus seems to indicate that we begin where we are, but then we are constantly expanding our horizons in order that the good news of the healings of Jesus might be brought to the whole world around us. So, one of the things that must happen is that we really do what the kingdom, we really do bring the kingdom of God wherever we move about in this community and planet. It is not healthy to keep our religious views to ourselves, to keep them private, as many will tell you. But our religious views as Lutherans are not to be judgmental naysayers who condemn the people around us. Our religious message is on the side of the poor and brokenhearted. Our religious is that healthcare is essential for all people. Our religious message is that everyone gets a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance. Jesus embraces us all. I just learned this week that Pastor Jensen left Grace Lutheran became the director for Columbia Lutheran Home in Seattle. That might not mean much to you about that place on Finney Ridge, but that's where my father is living these days. Who knew that he would be the recipient of the ministry of a Grace Lutheran pastor decades later? And it is no accident that our synod offices are located near this building on the screen at Emmanuel Hospital in Portland. That hospital was started by First Emmanuel Lutheran Church in the early 20th century. Lutheran medical facilities dot this country, and Lutheran campuses and colleges and universities often have majors in nursing, pre-med, and other healthcare professions. What would have become of these medical facilities if those Lutherans had kept to themselves about healing those who are sick and those who suffer from their afflictions? So, we work with people who bring their health concerns to medical professionals. We provide adoption services for families who seek to adopt. I have four cousins that came into our family through Lutheran Services, which is the largest social service agency in America. We provide care for our elder citizens. We stress education and recreation in youth camps. We do drug and alcohol rehabilitation. Through Lutheran Disaster Relief, we help in times of hurricane, earthquake, flooding, fires. After the initial emergencies of those things, Lutheran World Relief comes along and brings sustaining aid to help people reestablish themselves after the disaster. Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services has been working with refugees for some 80 years now. Lutheran missionaries don't just go someplace and preach, but they partner with local indigenous Lutherans to bring health care, agricultural training, and education to those in developing nations. And here in Corvallis, we partner with others to bring the pragmatic good news of the gospel to people right here in our congregation today and all throughout our community. Students, new residents, longtime friends and family, as well as those who struggle with the difficulties of everyday life. That's what Jesus did. That's what we are called to do. We proclaim Christ's message that the kingdom of God is near. And like Jesus, we proclaim, and like Jesus, we put the gospel into action. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.